All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to another Discali episode. It is Friday, June 14th, 2024. We're broadcasting live from the UBC campus. And obviously, we have a new show today to bring you, and I'm super excited because I love talking about new music. I love talking about new albums and new artists and everything. And if you're new to the Discali show, basically how it works is that every episode I take you through an album that is pretty well known, a pretty mainstream artist, talk about their music, talk about their genre, talk about them and everything to do with their discography. And then about halfway through, we move on to a less well-known, a bit of an underground artist, talk about them and talk about their type of music. But before we get into this show, I do want to acknowledge that UBC is live and broadcasting off of the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nation. Once again, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you're listening to Discali. Today, I'm very excited because I have brought in one of my good friends, Ross, to talk about a very, very, very intricate, very well thought out, pretty, well, old, quote-unquote, album that was released back in the early 2010s. And it is actually Kendrick Lamar, but I still want to introduce first Ross. How are you doing, Ross? Good morning.
Hello, Ollie. How are you doing? I'm doing fantastic.
I'm doing great. Thank you. So basically, we're just going to get started off with just talking about Kendrick Lamar a little bit and just talking about, you know, its album. Today, we will be talking about Good Kid, Mad City, which came out in 2012. So it's about, 12-year anniversary?
Old.
Yeah, pretty old. But Kendrick Lamar was born Kendrick Lamar Duckworth. He was born on June 17th, 1987. So that makes him 36 years old. Oh my God, wait. Yeah. No, I'm lying. I think I have
87?
It wrong. 87. 87?
No, he's born 87.
87, right? Yeah. That's 1987. Yeah. June 17th. So actually his birthday is coming up quite soon. He was originally signed on to Top Dog Entertainment in 2005. And then had a joint contract with Dr. Dre's Aftermath Entertainment and Interscope Records, which is pretty cool because, Dr. Dre was, kind of back in that time picking out people from, I think it was, J. Cole and then Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
And then Kendrick started picking out people as well once he got, pretty known.
Did you hear the story about how J. Cole actually got Dre to sign Kendrick? This is off of a Nardwuar interview.
No. Oh my God. Wait. No, I've totally seen it, but yeah. I didn't actually fully see the video. Yeah, that's so interesting. Yeah. So Nardwuar is based off of CITR too. So this is obviously the best crossover. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if you can see, but there's posters around here of Nardwuar. There's one out there. But yeah. So no, go on.
So this was a Nardwuar interview where J. Cole was talking about, or no, Nardwuar asked J. Cole a question about how he somehow got Dr. Dre to discover Kendrick, and he pointed out that, did you tell Dr. Dre about Kendrick back in 2010? Mm-hmm. And then J. Cole was like, how do you know that?
Yeah.
So he reluctantly admitted that, and that was really interesting because J. Cole's in another completely different part of the country, and Kendrick's very much a West Coast mm-hmm. representative, and J. Cole was off doing his own thing. This was Friday Night Lights era too. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting to see that somehow he got a connect, a cosign from J. Cole back right. before their public, their public association, mm-hmm. if you will.
Yeah, no, I remember because, I feel I've always wondered why artists kind of keep this information to themselves. I don't know if it's for some type of crediting reason of who discovered who artist or who signed what artist. Mm-hmm. I have no idea why they do that. But it's really interesting how artists put on different record label owners and different artists to these new up and coming art. So something that I was going to mention, because I mentioned it before, once Christine came on, we were talking about SZA and how Kendrick was the one who actually said, yo, give this chick a chance.
No way.
At a random concert of his. I think it was a signing or something. And it was just a random concert of his. And then SZA was just there. And I think Kendrick was to his manager or something, yo, could you get a demo from this chick? Mm. I want to listen to it. Let's see it, because I think she has potential. And I think back then, I don't know if she had released the Suburban Lager album yet. I'm not sure. Or like
what
the EP.
What year was that? That was the one right before, the one with Doves in the Wind.
No, that was Control. The one before Control. Suburban Legend. No, Logger. I'm joking.
I definitely know which one you're talking about. Was she signed to TDE or was Control her first?
Control was her first, because Control was her first one on under that record label, but I'm talking about, Z. But it says Suburban Logger. That was under, Top Dog Entertainment. So that was an EP though, but it's this one.
Yeah. Child's Play. That's
the song. But that was 2014. So like during like kind of like the peak of Kendrick Lamar's, just like right after releasing this album, Good Kid, Mad City. So a little bit more about Kendrick Lamar is that he has 5 studio albums, 1 compilation album, 5 mixtapes, and a massive stack of singles, obviously, with a bunch of features from various different artists. We have Section 0.80, which was released under his past name, K-Dot. And then we have Good Kid, Mad City, To Pimp a Butterfly, Damn was like, I think, where I kind of got into Kendrick. I didn't listen to Good Kid, Mad City until like a couple of years ago, but Damn was like where we had like Humble and we had DNA, and that was just like, I think that's also when music really started making its way into like, well, for me, social media, because I would see that everywhere on Instagram. There were like trends, and it was like not TikTok back then, it was Musical.ly. And then it was like Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers in like 2022,
yeah,
pretty sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, as mentioned, we're going to be talking about Good Kid, Mad City today. And we're just going to get into it because it's such an intricate album. It was recently voted, I think, number 12
on the Apple Music top 100
albums, which, it's quite insane actually. But it did. I think in an interview back when he like first released it, he was like, no, this is like one of my like body of projects that I think will make history. And he said that without like knowing that it would.
It definitely did.
No, it definitely did. But I feel like it's once an artist like truly knows that like they've worked hard enough and with other artists such as producers to make an album that you're like truly, truly proud of, I feel like if you kind of like even show off that type of confidence, it kind of like manifests it in a way that like it'll be like a pretty well-known album, which it did end up being quite a well-known album, and much of its songs have like crazy features.
It was Grammy winning, correct?
It was Grammy winning.
Not
it
as
was
decorated
like,
as To Pimp a Butterfly, but it was still
no.
Cool.
Yeah. Definitely like not as much, but yeah, definitely Grammy winning. I think a couple songs, can't remember. Oh, it was definitely Money Trees. Money Trees went 3 times platinum, and then Poetic Justice, I think, made it gold, and then Swimming Pools also made it platinum. I don't know about 3-time platinum, though.
Did the album make it platinum at all?
I think it's
sales, by now, I would have.
By now, I'd probably say yes. Probably back then, no. But by now, definitely for sure. But it was interesting because some of these songs actually didn't chart that well, but the singles still made it really well. I think it could have also been because like back then, like physical music was a lot more like the way to stream it.
Yeah.
Or like also like there wasn't really streaming platforms. It was more like you would buy it on Apple Music for like $1.29 or 99 cents, right? So there was more of an actual like sale value there instead of just buying like a streaming service. But okay, so let's get into the album. The album itself is under the genre of West Coast hip hop and gangsta rap, which I think is pretty pretty accurate. Like I said, it was released back in 2012 on October 22nd, which makes him only 25 years old. And he probably started writing this when like three years before, so about 21.
Yeah, this is like a sophomore effort too. Like this is crazy after how many mixtapes. And he'd been rapping for, I believe he said he started early 2000s. So this would have been, in terms of his artistic output, I mean his 7th. Release, quote unquote, but for his 2nd official release on a label is crazy that he was able to string together this cohesive body of work. Like a concept album
of
this level is crazy. At 25 years old, I'm turning 23. And I couldn't even imagine putting something out like this.
Starting something like this. No, I know. It's just some artists, I think the talent is quite insane. I've always talked about like really young artists that just put out these amazing things of work. Billie Eilish was a great example with her past honestly, three albums. Her releasing one when she was, what, 17, and it breaking almost every record possible is beyond something that my brain could process. But anyway, back to Kendrick. Yeah, like you mentioned, it is his sophomore album. It originally was released with 12 songs, and then he added 9 songs through deluxe versions, whether that be on physical versions or not physical versions, with new features. I think one of them, like, the Trick Don't Kill My Vibe had Jay-Z on a feature.
Yeah, the remix.
The remix one later. But yeah, I mean, I really want to get into the album and play some songs. But before I do, I just want to run through the original track list of the actual album. Starting off, we have Shireen, a.k.a. Master Splinters. And then Trick Don't Kill My Vibe, which it's not Trick. But but if you know the song, you know the song. Backseat Freestyles, The Art of Pure Pressure, Money Trees featuring J-Rock, Poetic Justice featuring Drake, which now that I think of it is kind of back in the day. Good Kid. Yeah, Good Kid. And then following up by Mad City, Swimming Pools, parentheses Drank, Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst, Real, and Compton featuring Dr. Dre.
There was actually another the lead single from this album was called Cartoons and Cereal. Mm-hmm. And this was back in, I want to say, like early 2012, right before the album came out. And it used some Isley Brothers sample. And it would have fit perfectly with the rest of the track list. But I believe they took it off of streaming everywhere because of a sample clearance issue. But when you get home, you should definitely look up Cartoons and Cereal.
Oh, 100%. I don't think I've heard that song, actually. Or maybe I have. But I'll get back to you on that. So I think we're going to get started with our first song of the day. And I've chosen Poetic Justice because, okay, I feel like it's a pretty good song. It's a pretty good song.
It is.
It is featuring Drake. So, like I said, back in the time when there was no beef. But anyway, we'll get into it and we'll talk about it a little bit more after we play the song. But you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Poetic Justice by Kendrick Lamar. I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad chick, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them the lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark moon perfume. Go, go. I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit. And I know you taste this a little bit, high maintenance, everybody else basic. You live life on an everyday basis with poetic justice, poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy. It's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them, I really wanna know you all. I really wanna show you off. Pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Don't approach her with that Atari. That ain't good game, homie, sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright. I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy f***ing with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the fronts, your natural hair and your soft skin and your big and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that thing move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song, alright. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song, alright. Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter hits true. Living my life in the margin, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice, if I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark womb, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it, mm-hmm. That's your heartbeat, it either caught me or it caught me, mm-hmm. Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, you're truly, and right before you go blind. P.S. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Poetic Justice by Kendrick Lamar featuring Drake. Honestly, quite the song, quite the masterpiece. Honestly, like, the beat is quite well layered, and I think having that, I honestly don't know what it says in the background, like the little, like, squeaky little voice.
Yeah, just the background singer.
Just the background singer. But any thoughts on it, Ross? I feel like you have quite a bit to say.
I really do enjoy that song. It's, I would say it's definitely one of the more commercially digestible cuts off the record.
Mm-hmm.
But not to diss it or anything. I think, like, it's a perfectly well-made commercial, like, radio hit. And having Drake on there is only going to boost your sales and your plays. I think that it also doesn't deviate from the flow of the album because, you know, the entire narrative is, like, this is Kendrick growing up as a young guy in Compton in the middle of the crack epidemic.
Yeah.
And this is, he's talking about, like, kind of meeting up with Shireen, like the girl in that he's talking about throughout the album. And this is right before things take a turn for the worse. So it, like, fits perfectly in the narrative. It's a really well-made, very catchy pop track. I honestly have no complaints with it. It's not my favorite, but, like, I wouldn't be mad or skip it if it came on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I honestly think that you laid it out pretty well to describe the song itself. The entire album itself is pretty much like a story, of, like you said, of Kendrick growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the actual album covers, which I think I'll get, this is a nice segue to get into the vinyl that I did bring. But the two alternative covers that there is like, there's the original car, which I'm pretty sure is his parents' car that he steals.
Yeah.
And then the second alternative cover is, like, him, I think, is, like, his parents are either, like, just as, like, family members. They don't exactly know who is who, but their faces are blurred out, and then he is the only one that isn't because it's, like, baby little Kendrick Lamar being carried there. But, yeah, that was Poetic Justice featuring Drake. I honestly, I would love for them to, we were just talking a little bit about the beef that recently happened between them, but I'd love to hear them on a song again, but I don't know if I can see that in the foreseeable future, TBH.
I don't know if that's going to happen either.
Because the diss track that Kendrick dropped was quite personal. That was targeted, like, very
scathing.
Much. Yeah, I was not gonna lie. I did bring the vinyl today because I do actually own this one on vinyl. I would love to play it live from the record player that we do have in the studio. Unfortunately, I do own it non-clean version, so that's why I'm not spinning it today. But I brought in the 10th anniversary of Good Kid, Mad City that they republished about, if it's 12, then 2 years ago. Yeah, alternative cover, which is pretty sick. This one came in a quote-unquote opaque apple. For me, it's just red. But yeah, so it's a double LP album. It's pretty sturdy, pretty heavy. It's pretty cool. I love the way they designed it. The interior, I think, is just a bunch of little cute little photos of Kendrick and his family.
That's Kendrick's mom right there, I believe.
Yeah, and then I think the credits on the side for every song. And it's honestly really personal. We just really see, like, Kendrick when he was young. I think that's him in the red jersey. I don't know if you can see him. To the right, to up top corner, right there you go.
Yeah, that is definitely him.
Yeah, little baby Kendrick. Cute little album. It's honestly like, it's a nice way to like also bring like respect to like growing up, I guess, in like in this type of neighborhood and trying to describe it to a more, like, I'm not gonna lie, like a more like American white audience.
Yeah,
which I would put myself in that category myself.
It's crazy like how personal the album gets it sometimes.
Yeah.
And even like with all the vinyl art, you can kind of see just, you know, just like it gives you a good glimpse into the reality of,
oh, 100%.
You know, someone who's like living in gang culture and someone who's, you know, had it tough, like growing up tough, because the first time I listened to it, I was like 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to a private school in Vancouver, Canada. And I was like, yeah, I can see where this guy's coming from.
Yeah,
where's
he coming from?
So it's just, it's a very, if I were to describe the album in one word, it would be like raw or gritty.
Yeah, that's actually quite a good way to describe it. Even just like the title itself, like Good Kid in a Mad City, mm-hmm. if you want to put it that way.
Yeah.
All right, so we're just going to move down the track list a little bit. We were going to quickly talk over Mad City. It's the song that, you know, is like right after Good Kid. So I guess it's like putting the title tracks together. It's two different songs. But I actually really like Mad City. I think it has like a pretty mixed beat. It is featuring, oh my God, let's see if I remember. MC, how do you pronounce that?
Ait?
Yep. Ait. Sounds good. We'll play that for a bit, and then we'll get back into it, and then we'll talk about Money Trees, because Money Trees is actually quite an interesting song. I feel like it was only recently that people got to know what it sampled, because, I mean, you'd never know, because the beginning of it is actually in reverse, so you'd have to, like, reverse it to actually know what sample it is. But you're listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Mad City by Kendrick Lamar.
They probably got me down by the end of the song. Seem like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear yak, 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 yak.
Man down, where you from? Who you know, where you from? Where your grandma stay, huh, man? This mad city I run.
Brace yourself, I take you on a trip down memory lane. This is not a rapper, I'm slinking. Go move. This is cul-de-sac and plenty cognac and major pain. Not the drill sergeant, but the stress that weighing on your brain. It was me, El Boogie, Yang Yang, YG Lucky. Ride down Rosecrans, it got ugly. Waving your hand out the window, check yourself. Warriors and Conan's, hope euphoria can slow dance with society. The driver's seat, the first one to get killed. Seen a light skin with his brains blown out. At the same birth, stand with same gout. Now this is not a tape recorder saying that he did it, but ever since that day, I was looking at him different. That was back when I was 9, Joey packed a 9. Pack a stand on every porch is fine. We adapt to crime, pack a van with 4 guns at a time. With the sliding door, it's up. You shooting for if you ain't walking up, fucking punk. Picking up the pump, picking off you sucker. Die a sucker punch, a wall of bullets coming from AKs, ARs, AR, duck. That's what mama said when we was eating that free lunch. Oh man, damn, all hell broke loose. You killed my cousin back in 94. Your truce. Now crawl your head in that noose. You wind up dead on the news. Ain't no peace treaty, just peace and BG's up to pre-approve. Bodies on top of bodies, IVs on top of IVs. Obviously the coroner between the sheets like the eyes.
sure your corporate or they'll be calling your mother collect. They say the governor collect all of our taxes except when we in traffic and tragic happens. That shit ain't no threat. You moving backwards if you suggest that you sleep with a tech. Go buy your chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mass City.
Man down. Where you from? Who you know? Where you from? Where your grandma stay? Huh, mine? This mad city I run.
If I rules and grips, I got along. They probably got me down by the end of the song. Seem like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear yak, yak, yak.
Wake your punk, suck. It ain't nothing but a Compton thing. Chill. Real simple and plain. We teach you some lessons about the street.
Fresh out of school, cause I was a high school grad. Sleeping in the living room of my mama's pad. Reality struck, I seen a white car crash. Hit the light pole too, just hopped out on foot and dashed. My pop said I needed a job, I thought I believed him. Security gone for a month and ended up leaving. In fact, I got fired cause I was inspired by all of my friends to stage a robbery the third Saturday I clocked in. Projects tow up, gang signs get thrown up. Laced in marijuana. And they wonder why I really smoke now. Imagine if your first blood had you foaming at the mouth. I was straight tweaking the next week and we broke even. I made a legion that made a promise to see you bleeding. You know the reasons, but still I never know my life. Kendrick, aka Compton's human sacrifice.
Yeah. Been mixing since the 80s, low. Stay spot, gets deaf, making the flesh. Cluck heads all up and down the block and shit. One time's crooked as block again. Alondra, Rosecrans, bullets. What's up? I'm still in the hood. No, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, the hood took me under, so I follow the rules. But yeah, that's like me. I grew up in the hood where they banging. Cause the rep colors is doing the same thing. Pass it to the left so I can smoke on me. A couple drive-bys in the hood lately. Yeah. Couple of IPs with the fucking spray can. Shots in the crowd, then everybody ran. Hood been a slave, the street life I crave. Shots at the enemy, horse turn brave. Mount up, regulators in the whip. Down the boulevard with the grip, yeah. Trip, we in the hood still. So low grab strap, cause yeah, so real. Yeah. Deal with the outcome, a strap in the hand and a burn 10 grand's where motherfuckers stand.
If I told you I killed a nigga had 16, would you believe me? Or see me to be innocent Kendrick you seen in the street with a basketball and some now latest to eat? If I'm mashing all of my skeletons, would you jump in the sea? Would you say my intelligence now is great relief? And it's safe to say that our next generation maybe can sleep with dreams of being a lawyer, doctor, instead of boy with a chopper. They hold the codas like a hostage. Kill them all if they gossip. The children of the corn, they vandalize and the option of living a lie. Drive their body with toxins, constantly drinking and drive. Hit the and then watch this flame that arrive in his eye. Listen, count with the concept is aiming, they bang in the slide. Out that bitch with deposit, a price on his head. The tides probably go to the projects. I live inside the belly of the rough. Compton, USA, made me an angel and angel dust.
Pass Dr. Bottle. Damn. You ain't the one that got fucked up. What you holding it for? It's always acting insensitive.
That ain't no word.
The Wise Club needs your support to keep this East Van Arts and Culture Center in the hands of the community. Join us for a four-night fundraiser concert series on June 14th, 15th, 28th, and 29th, and help keep this irreplaceable venue open. Each night boasts a packed lineup of diverse local talents, including Brass Camo, Leo D.E. Johnson, Alien Boys, Queer as Funk, and many more. For tickets, head over to wisehall.ca or check out their Instagram page at wisehallandlounge. You can also support by purchasing an annual membership or donating directly at wisehall.ca. That's wisehall.ca.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Kendrick Lamar with Mad City. Honestly, the song, I really got into it when I saw Kendrick live, personally, because I think, I can't remember if this is how he, no, that's not how he entered the stage. He entered it, I might be lying to you. But, like, I mean, the opening of the song is, like, pretty, like, quiet, kind of like chill, and then like out of nowhere he just goes yeah right,
yeah,
and then he just like gets into the actual rap of the song. But I can't remember if he came out with the song or if he like started a new part of the concert with the song. But when I tell you, I started in one place and then I moved like to 10 meters to the right without moving. It was just fully just crowd movement.
Were you on the floor?
It was GA. It was Oshiega. So it was just like,
oh,
it was just like I just stood in one spot. I hugged all my friends and then I was just like, okay, we're probably gonna move. And then we just moved like 10 meters to the right without moving because everyone was just shoving and pushing and everywhere. I really liked Kendrick Lamar live. I think he was a great performer. He was actually the closer of Oshiega. But oh, how I fear his crowd. His crowd is quite energetic.
Yeah.
It's
a hip hop crowd.
It's a lot. It's a lot. But I mean, they all know how to have fun, which is like, I'm always down to have fun. Yeah. A little dangerous, but definitely worth it. Definitely, if you're that type of person, you should definitely go.
Especially with the most aggressive song in his catalog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like that song. And then he also played DNA and Humble. Obviously, all the bangers. And it was just like pure movement. I came out sweating and like, I was like, you know what? I survived Oshiega. It's okay. Because with Billie, like her headlining Oshiega was also like, it was pretty easy. It was like everyone was kind of like not moving. Like we were jumping, but like we were also like crying at points. But like with Kendrick, it was like just pure energy. Yeah. Pure, just like survival mode. But yeah, it was great. But anyway, talking about Mad City, do you have anything to say about it?
This was the first Kendrick Lamar song that I ever listened to. Mm-hmm. And this was back when I was in high school, like 10th grade, and I was just getting into rap. And I was like, oh, I want songs with like a lot of bass. So I discovered this, and initially, I was kind of put off with his like weird vocal inflections. I was like, okay, oh, his voice is kind of squeaky here, and I don't like it. But I kept listening to it, and like it just became infectious. And this is maybe the first rap song that I memorized top to bottom, as teenage boys do. But yeah, if you asked me a few years ago, I would have just told you, oh, this is a banger. It's really good. But yeah. I recently listened to it, I think a few months ago. And I was honestly like kind of taken aback with how haunting the synths in the song were. Like the beat comes in, like just as you said, like the yawk 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 part is mm-hmm. Is Schoolboy Q, his label mate, and like that's his ad libs for gunshots.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of, this is where I'd say like the culmination of the album is, where like you're really thrown neck deep into Kendrick's life and like what he had to live. And you can tell with his like vocal inflection in the first part that he's like panting, he's out of breath, like things are happening all around him, and like his lyrics paint such a grim reality. And the beat just kind of is so eerie, and it's like kind of pushing you forward, and you like, you don't know where what's happening. It's like chaos everywhere. And then the beat switches, and then you have MC Ite coming in and playing the role of like an OG and like kind of temporarily mm-hmm. stepping out of the narrative and like reflecting on gang culture and like reflecting on, you know, like kind of being a mentor figure to Kendrick. This is like the way I see it is like them kind of stepping out of the timeline and like looking at gang life and looking at the gang culture and looking at like what it was like to grow up in Compton and then like kind of commenting on it from the future. And like Kendrick's like, you know, they wonder why I don't smoke now. Like my first had me foaming at the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's like, it's a banger, but like, once your brain starts to develop, you can like look back on it and be like, this is a banger, but this is also a really scary song.
Yeah. That's, I was very intrigued on the way that you described that. I think, yeah, the introduction of the beat drop with even just like every time I'm in the streets, I hear the yak, 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 right? It's quite the way to introduce a song and quite the way to like describe a picture to the audience. I know you mentioned like the synth and like the producers in the background, which I kind of just wanted to touch about the producers, because there was quite a few producers actually on this album, like DJ Dahi, Hit-Boy, Jack Splash, Just Blaze, like Pharrell Williams, which I feel like you can find him on like most albums during these days.
I think he did Good Kid, right?
I think so.
That was his, because he was on, I think he was actually singing on the song as well.
Maybe.
The one right before this.
Sometimes I can't really notice like when there's like an artist switch. I mean like, yeah, Pharrell Williams kind of has like a notable voice, but I feel like it can blend in, especially if you do like background vocals, yeah, right, on the song. Scoop DeVille, and then Hutch, and then Soundwave, T-Minus, Taboo, Terrace Martin, THC, and The Business as producers. So quite a few producers. And I think, honestly, like something that I've been talking a lot about with my friend is how producers should definitely get a lot more recognition,
mm-hmm,
when it comes to making an album, creating a body of project, and like releasing it. Because without them, sometimes the music does not come together quite well. And there's like a bunch of times when you have to like go back and trial and error and like see if this beat goes with that beat, see if that vision goes with that vision, and trying to mix them all together to make this song that will sound well and that tells the story that the artist wants to tell, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's very, very, very important. But yeah, we're moving down a little bit because we are going to move on soon to the Discovered Artist for the Week, which he's actually from Vancouver, and we'll get into it a little bit. But one of the last songs I do want to play is Swimming Pools.
Mm-hmm.
I think my friend got me onto the song. And she was like, oh, like, you don't know that song? And I was like, oh, like, not really. Cause I was really into Damn. Like, that was really like a song that I was like an album that I was really, really into. I was like, Humble, I Got You, like, and, like, DNA, I Got You, like, all those songs. I was like, yeah, like, I know those, but like Swimming Pools, like, I actually didn't really know, even though it was one of the singles, if not like one of the first singles released. I actually heard Trick Don't Kill My Vibe before I heard Swimming Pools.
Wow.
Yeah, I did. Which was actually quite weird the way I went. But you have anything to say about Swimming Pools before we get into it?
I love Swimming Pools. I think this was the song that like blew him into, mm-hmm, like international fame. It's really good. It still kind of fits in with the narrative, and it like has a good message, you know, like, you know, there's effect of alcohol abuse. But my favorite part is just like this, the droning kind of low bass synth in the start that kind of just like follows you throughout the song.
Mm-hmm.
It's, again, it's like a really raw depiction. Like, he just does such a good job of like taking such serious and like tragic subject matter and like turning it into a banger that like, you know, people from suburban USA can like turn up to, but like people who live this reality can like sit down and relate to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think also just like putting it as an analogy for people and a mental picture is also a really good way to like kind of boil it down to its simplest form to, mm-hmm, be understood.
Yeah.
Which is something that I applaud Kendrick a lot for, in the way he just does music. But yeah, we'll play Swimming Pools and then we'll move on to the next part of the show. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Swimming Pools, Drank by Kendrick Lamar.
Pull up.
Drank.
Headshot.
Drank.
Sit down.
Drank.
Stand up. Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Nah, I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get f***ed up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me,
why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, may watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most, and someone said to me,
why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, may watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
All right, you ride. Bang. One chopper, 100 shots. Bang. Hop out. Do you bang? Two chopper, 200 shots. Bang. All right, you ride. Bang. One chopper, 100 shots. Bang.
I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, may watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
All I have in life is my new appetite for failure. And I got hunger, pain that grow insane. Tell me, do that sound familiar? If it do, then you're like me. Make an excuse that your relief is in the bottom of a bottle. And the green is endo leaf at the window, hoping I release everything that corrode inside of me. I see you joking while you laugh. Don't you feel bad? I'll probably sleep and never ever wake up. Never ever wake up. Never ever wake up. In God I trust. But just when I thought I had enough,
they stopped to hum me out over. Get out, you good, lad? We can drop back off.
You straight, man? You ain't tripping.
We're gonna do the same motion. I'm gonna pop a few shots. They gonna run opposite way. Call right and he left. Mm-hmm. And he gonna tear that up. Simple as that.
And I hope that set him up out there. We gonna pop that too.
Wait, hold up. Hey, I see something. Ah, got them. Kate, you good? You good?
Yeah, blood, I'm good. Dad, you good?
Hey, say something. Hey, kill my brother.
Yeah. annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back, June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta, featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Swimming Pools, parentheses, Drank, by Kendrick Lamar. I think it's got like a pretty, I don't even know if it's like a chorus. What's it called? Like a, I think it's a French word, like refrain. The refrain or like refrain. I don't know if that's, is it French or is it just English or I'm just pronouncing it wrong? No, zero idea. But I think it has a pretty catchy refrain, that, you know, just keeps going. And for me, I really like the part where right before, I think, his first verse that he goes into. I think that's actually the part I picked for the promotion of this week on Instagram, how it just, like, goes with Drank, and it's, like, he kind of just, I think he takes, like, 16th notes when he raps. It's just, like, which is, like, quite impressive because a lot of people can't really rap that quickly. I don't know the lyrics to that rap, so I wish I could give you an example, but anyway, I did want to kind of, I don't know if there's like some influence here, but I did want to kind of say a little bit before we move on about how he also inputs audio messages from his like parents or his family members throughout the album, which I guess I don't know if maybe SZA took some inspiration from this, but we also see this in Control.
Yeah.
A bunch with her, her grandma just kind of saying like morals or like her thoughts and opinions about like different messages and different subject matters. Throughout the album, but for here we have like what is it, like a voice memo of Kendrick's parents, just like kind of adding little ideas and little visuals to his music, to the project, to the actual storyline of the album, which I think is obviously quite a good way to give the audience more content to build off of.
Yeah, it definitely like ties everything in, like it kind of just like bolsters the narrative a little bit, and like
for sure,
you can see like a flow, but from song to song. You
know? Mm-hmm. But all right, that wraps up Kendrick. We did go a little bit overboard on that, but I mean, it's Kendrick. Nobody does it like Kendrick, and I'm always happy to talk about him a little bit more. But I do want to introduce today the discovered artist for the week. His name is Mocha Only. That's his stage name. He was born Daniel Denton, and he is a Canadian artist from Langford, Victoria, which, if you don't know, is like a little town or city. Right to the west of Victoria, but he is based off of Vancouver. When I tell you I've seen artists with a really big discography, I've never seen one as big as Mocha's at 50 solo studio albums, all different songs, all different lyrics. It took me quite the time to narrow down a couple songs that I wanted to play. But yeah, he's classified under underground alternative hip hop and rap. He has won 3 Juno Awards, which is quite impressive. Oh. 5 Much Music Awards, and a bunch of nominations as well. He was part of the Swollen Members Band, which is also like hip-hop and rap. And they recently, I think without Mocha, because Mocha was a member back in like 2002 to 2005, they released a song with Nelly Furtado, I think like a couple years ago, which actually ended up getting them a Juno Award in 2022 maybe? I can't remember. But yeah, something I noticed about Mocha is that, yeah, obviously his discography is really, really big. And for me personally, it was like for right reason, because I think he has found a sound that fits his voice quite well, and he will stick to that and find different producers, find different artists to come in and just kind of like switch it up a little bit. Something that I really like is that there's like a bunch of albums that he makes it kind of like, this is also something that I like, very similar to Kendrick, is that he makes it a story about his life. There's a song that I wanted to play that was called Walking Through Langford. Unfortunately, he swears quite a bunch in that song, so I am unable to play it. But it's always a storyline with him. He always talks about whether that be like what a Sunday afternoon can be, or like what love was for him when he was young, what the island life and what the Vancouver life was for him, which is quite interesting because, I mean, we live that Vancouver life, so it's cool to see it in music. I'm going to play the first song. It's called Sunday. I'm going to give a little listener discretion, because as much as I tried to listen and try to find a song that was clean without saying any swear words, I found a couple songs that have swear words to a minimum. If you do not like listening to that, definitely maybe take a listen to it yourself with someone else. But I will be playing it. I will be playing Sunday right now. And yeah, we'll just get into it, talk about it a bit more a little bit later, and get some insight on what we think about. You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Sunday by Mocha Only.
Sunday morning ain't much, my Sunday morning paintbrush. Fueled by the sunrise, I'm up early, your faint rush grows to a rise, wipe the sleep out my papers. 10 hours of dreamland, the benefit reaper. Loving what I'm doing, couldn't ask for any better. Cooling when I wanted to the letter. Spring cleaning, Etta, James, type of soothing music. Soul bass citrus ship, cool shit like cruise ships. In the wild blue yonder, on a Sunday. Driving the country, no gunplay. Progress reports updated with the positive news. Out the possible flows, you get enthused. By too high, you call me Stevie, it's wonderful. Easy going moments we should undergo. Feezy, breathe free of stress for a second in the life. Don't let the needle skip, get your slice. Yeah, on a Sunday, on a Sunday. Sunday, on a Sunday. Sunday, on a Sunday. Check this out now. It's all. Without a doubt, the most unusual schedule. Who's a fool hating how they do the old routine? Killing you slowly. Come on, really. You gotta love something. Even work could be bumping. Work with me something. In my eyes, it's my wide. Ovaltine healthy to be delving in. Pride. Sometimes I feel like a kid on a slide. Memories drifting back to an easy time. Playtime. Moms call me in for dinner. Chicken and cornbread days of kinder. Garden. I'm starting my life. Enter. Boy grows to an entity, center of attention in the under, swooping in a jet plane from the interior with a wonder of what tomorrow will bring. Blooming in the spring, consuming everything that means something, so sing. All praise is due to the most high of who. Ever you believe in you, just believe in you. I believe in me, and I believe in being free. And if you don't believe in being free, so help me, you. Clap your hands, here's what we're gonna do, yeah. On a Sunday, and it's love. Sunday, on a Sunday, and it's love. Yo. Sunday, on a Sunday, and it's love. Sunday, on a Sunday, and it's love. Clap your hands to this. Clap your hands to this. Come on, ride to this. Come on, ride to this. Bump this in your car. Bump this. Sundays to relax.
Sundays to relax.
Yeah.
Sundays to relax.
Sundays to relax.
Sundays to relax. Sundays to relax.
Sundays to relax.
Let's get that straight now.
Sundays to relax.
Sundays to relax.
Sundays to relax.
Just cool out. What? What?
All right, welcome back. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Wrapping up the Scully today, and that was Mocha Only with Sunday. I'm going to let Ross give a couple thoughts.
I honestly really enjoyed that song. I got a lot of MF Doom influence. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of... He seems to kind of lean in the lane of more conscious rap, jazz rap. Mm-hmm. So... producers like Alchemist or like DJ Premier. There's also this other group called People Under the Stairs that rap similarly to him, but it's like a very, I don't know the exact terminology, but like it's very laid back. You did mention that he tends towards like the storytelling aspect mm-hmm. of things, which I did notice like with, you know, him like illustrating like, oh, his mom is like calling him in for, you know, chicken or whatever.
And cornbread.
Cornbread. And that was, I think that was like a good example of like what hip hop can be, like of how versatile hip hop can be as a genre.
Yeah.
Right. Because obviously his music is a lot more lyrics driven, like more traditional hip hop. And the beat is more of a loop than, you know, like this grandiose production. But I really did like that. And like, it's a good highlight of, you know, that, I could definitely be comfortable listening to that on the radio.
Yeah, for sure. I think, yeah, something I mentioned to you was like very much for me when I did hip hop in my days. My teacher Jerry would put on this type of music just like freestyle because like the beat is very consistent. It's not super changing or ever changing where like a dancer would be like off put by like a sudden beat change or a sudden like drop in something. Obviously it is good to have some beat changes because like, you know, you can also move around with your movement there, but it was very like street hip hop, which is the way like that my teacher grew up with, was like going the streets, having like a standard beat song on the radio or on the boombox and dancing to that, which is obviously always really cool to listen to. It is 11:57, but up next we do have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch, so stick around at midday to listen to that. It's always a fun time with Dave. But yeah, we're just basically wrapping up today. I will be playing one more song to outro the show today. Ross, I want to give you a big thank you for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciated it.
It was a great time talking about it. Your insights on music are mind-blowing to me. The way you know, talk about it and label everything to a very easy way to understand.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But yeah, I'll be exiting today with, I mean, like I had a couple songs that I wanted to play, but I think I will be with No One Loves Me As Much As Me. It's a little less rap. It's more of like, honestly, more of just singing, which is like nice to see like rappers sing, because I feel like they have that talent. They just have to find the right beat and the right way to do it. But yeah, we'll see you guys in about 2 weeks, which I think is the 28th of June. I might be wrong. Anyway, from Two Fridays with a new Discali episode. If you do want to reach out to me, I am on Instagram at _Discali_. Reach out. Let me know your thoughts and opinions about music, anything. And yeah, again, thank you so much, Ross. I appreciate you for coming on.
Thank you, Oliver.
And I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Mocha Only with No One Loves Me.
Trying to fuck with me, the industry sucked me in, and that's luck for me. I'm lucky to be intact mentally, low platforming as of late, cause it's meant to be.
Various things ain't cement to me. Need the concrete proof. How about this concrete roof over my head to cost enough cheddar a month to have some countries fed. Fed for a month in the red. Happy homestead blues. Hard to choose what boulevard to cruise. My amusement bewilders me. I'm still to be hard, but it can't be nil for me. Supposed team players keep me in the dark like a big game, but I'm going big game hunting. It ain't gonna be. He came back with nothing. He got the fame catalog from analog hunting to digital. Did you know?
No one loves me as much as me. No one loves me as much as me. Yeah, and no one loves me as much as me. And no one loves me as much as me. Yeah.
I amaze myself, pay myself utmost respect for not sweating or getting overly upset. Like I quit, quit what? I quit, I don't eat, so I rap and I eat like what? Blap. How the saying go about lack quarters? The headline reads the durable needs your ears. I'm so to go, vertigo to the top, no descent, no regret, no rewind except for rhymes and memorable times. Don't let them get you in a pinch like such.